I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
If you can't get enough of Lit Sis, and we know you can't, there's a really easy way to stay connected to us all the time, just from your phone on Instagram. You can stay in contact with me, Maddie, at Maddie Reads a Lot. That's at M-A-D-D-Y Reads a Lot.
And you can follow me at Brooke and Binding, B-R-O-O-K-E-A-N-D-B-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a long one.
Yes.
At Instagram.
But wait, there's more. You can also follow us at Lit Sis Podcast now, where you'll see, we'll get both of us in a combined thing, all just about this podcast instead of just about our reviews. So you'll see information about the podcast, if we want to put any announcements up there, as well as ways to engage with each new episode. And that is at L-I-T-S-I-S Podcast. And also don't forget, if you want longer versions of Haley's reviews, Haley, what website can they go to?
brookandbinding.com. Can't wait Woo! To interact with you guys and to see what you are reading too.
All right, back to the books.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisters. I actually don't know if Maddie actually also said that, but if case she did not, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. As a heads up, Haley and I did have to record this episode separately today due to her, well, my work schedule and her final schedule. We literally just could not find a time to fit in recording for this episode. However, thankfully, it's a really great episode to do so because it kind of requires us to think a little bit about ourselves and each other without the input of the other person. So it'll be very exciting to see how this turns out.
It is a glorious Friday where I have fully finished my school and I'm able to have a summer break and I'm finally able to dive into the books that have been sitting on my to-be-read shelf or TBR shelf for I can't even tell you how long. And as you guys know, the past few weeks, I've been saying that what I'm currently reading has been the same book. Yes, it has come to that point where instead of me reading more than one book a week, I'm reading the same book for multiple weeks. And that is honestly because I have not even been able to crack it open for quite some time. Except now. Now I am finally able to dive in and be able to enjoy my time with my books and sit down and open one and smell the pages and hear the turning and be immersed in a world and have nothing else to have to worry about in the back of my mind.
I will say, I also have had a difficult time pumping out books like I used to. Sorry if you can hear some cars, I am outside. I switch shifts. So I used to work on the night shift and now I work on the day shift, which has been ultimately like so much better for my body. But now I am a ton busier at work. I used to read during my downtime at work and could finish a book in a night if I had the right kind of shift. But now I can't read as much, so I am with you there, sis.
Because it is really hard for me to be able to focus when I've got quite a bit of things to be doing. And like I've said before, the book that I have been reading the past few weeks is Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone by Benjamin Stevenson, which is the first book of an Ernest Cunningham series or duology. We're not too sure yet. The fun thing is, though, because I have had this book for quite some time and actually own it because I got it for a birthday present, Maddie has finally been able to get her hands on a copy from her local library. And so we thought, what better way for us to be able to talk about this book, but also be able to kind of throw something new out there, is to be able to predict what we think the other person is going to think about this book. Now, I have a bit of an advantage. I've read maybe like 50 pages of this book, so not that much. But I have said before on the podcast that I feel like the vibe of the book is so creative, and the main character talks directly to the reader. He will list things out. He's pretty analytical. Will list things out right away in the like prologue. He'll say stuff like, oh, as people will say, I'm really needing, you know, the murder, or I really need blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, if you're looking for that, you'll find it on page like 110, 254, and 311 or whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. I love that.
And he literally will say, and then when you get to that page in the book, he's like, if you've been paying attention, this is the page where someone dies. But when you're in the story, I was like, who? What are you talking about? Because you're not seeing the murder take place, or however they died. And so I really feel like Maddie is going to really, really enjoy this book. I think she's going to be captivated by Ernest as a character. I think their family has a lot of issues and like depth, like in a good way. Let's just say they're not like, well, obviously everyone in their family has killed someone. They're not like the cleanest family, let's just say, you know, the like, they know how to get their hands dirty. And it's really intriguing. I honestly feel like I'm just scratching the surface because the book is like over 300 pages, almost 400 pages. So I'm really, really not that far into it.
Whoa, I didn't realize it was so long. I for sure thought it was shorter. Like, I thought it was less than 300 pages. Maybe I was getting the page counts mixed up for this one and what was it that we just read? Golden Spoon, because that one was pretty short.
And I'm really thinking that, honestly, for me too, I'm predicting that I'm really going to enjoy it, but I don't know if I'm going to like it as much as Maddie. Or maybe I'll like it more. I don't know. I feel like one of us is going to like it more than the other, but I have a feeling we're both going to have similar qualms with it, like whether they're big or small. A lot of times we have very similar nuances or things that bother us. When it comes to thrillers specifically, we each will be like, oh, that was a bother for me, or oh my gosh, me too. And we kind of see things the same way in the same page. But when it comes to more of like fiction or historical fiction or maybe a romance, that's when we differ in what we liked and what we don't like about a book and where there's a lot more variety.
You're totally right. I guess I never realized how much the genre book dictated how similarly we enjoyed it. Because that's so true. I feel like for the most part, mysteries, thrillers, that kind of stuff is, we are very similar on it. But I mean, like, or there are just genres that you and I just don't really see eye to eye about. Like, you'll read a lot more fantasy than I will. And you read historical fiction, but I read more of it probably than you do. And I feel like I tend to find more comfort and joy in like contemporary fiction and things that are a little bit sadder than you do. So I can definitely see that.
So my prediction, I think Maddie's going to like it a little bit more than me, probably because I have started it and I have not been able to just read it in big chunks to be able to really capture or captivate myself and get the whole story in like one go or two goes. And she's doing really good at reading books very quickly and being able to sit down and just devour as much as she can in however time she has available. So I think that is a bit of an advantage that she has to be able to sit down, read as much as she can in whatever time she's got and soak up the story and really feel like she's in it with the characters. She also loves skiing, and I think this is taking place at a ski resort, if I'm not mistaken, like a family reunion is happening. And I think that setting is really fun for her. I think she would really enjoy it. Again, she's going to love how the main character is talking directly to the reader. I think that's going to captivate her so much because it's very nuanced and very similar to an Anthony Horowitz that we read with, the Horowitz and Hawthorne kind of trilogy, where Anthony Horowitz is the John to the Hawthorne Sherlock of the story. And so it's just a super creative series. If you guys haven't heard us talk of, oh, you have. We've talked about them so much, but if you haven't and you're new, go check those out. They are amazing. But I'm getting a little bit of that nuance here as well. I feel like this book feels like it's going to have some depth to it, but it still has some humor, lightheartedness. It's not necessarily taking everything super seriously because of that interaction with Ernest and the reader themselves. So honestly, I have a feeling she's going to give it a solid 4. I think she's going to really like it. She doesn't do half stars like I do. And I feel like I'm either going to really like it and give it a 4 as well, or I might go 3.5 because I've had to stop and start it so many times. And that is not the book's fault. That is literally my schedule and how my life has been the past few weeks. And now I'm actually able to sit down and devour it and be present and read the book because, like I said, I have nothing else to do finally. So I'm really excited about doing that. And I really love this concept of kind of guessing how each of us is going to predict and their thoughts of how this book is going to go. So we'll have to see. Hopefully next Friday, we'll be coming at you guys with our review for this book. So we'll have to see, did our predictions come true or not? What did Maddie rate it? What did I rate it? Did we see eye to eye on what we liked and didn't like? And who ended up liking the book more? Stay tuned. And thanks for taking a break from flipping some pages.
Okay, so for my general thoughts, so this will be a lot of me talking now, less of the splicing. I love that the book so far for you, Haley, is humorous. I love the idea of reading like kind of a cozy mystery or a cozy thriller, which I don't think that's entirely how this is, but it definitely doesn't come across with the vibes of like creepy. And although I like creepy books sometimes, I just need a break. So the idea of a book that's a little bit more cozy or funny sounds really exciting to me. And I think I imagine it's going to feel kind of like a Grady Hendrix, but less horror-y, because Grady uses a lot of humor in his books. Even if it doesn't always feel like a humorous situation, I feel like the way that he approaches his writing is pretty funny. And so I'm kind of hoping it'll feel a little bit like Grady. So for my general prediction, man, I don't know. I haven't started it yet, but okay, fine, whatever. By the time that this episode comes out, I will have started it because I am determined. I've got like 40 pages left of my current read, 47 pages specifically. So I think I can get that done by the time that this episode comes out. And then I will be officially reading it. Which I guess we don't have a chance to say what books we're reading, but I think the consensus is you and I are reading the same book. Everyone in my family's killed someone. So I don't know. I kind of agree that we will probably have a different rating, but I don't think by very much. I agree that probably one of us will rate it higher than the other one. Man, I feel like I'm inclined to say, oh, a motorcycle, that's very loud. I feel like I'm inclined to say that I will probably like it more just because you pointed out I don't do half stars. So I can definitely see myself oscillating between maybe a 3 and a 4 star and ultimately settling with 4 star because of something like the writing, or I appreciated what it was trying to do even if it wasn't executed as well. I can definitely see myself making that kind of decision versus you, Haley. I guess Haley, I mean, I don't know if you're going to listen to this aspect of the episode, but I think Haley will definitely give it like a 3.5 star. I think that she will give the rating that it probably deserves, and I will give a bit of a higher one. But my guess is that there's going to be something about the ending that is going to throw us for a loop. And then my biggest guess, this is just coming to me now, is I think that the reason Haley will rate it lower is I think that the way that it's been described is, again, like this humorous kind of cozy mystery thriller experience, and I think that that is going to remind me of The Maid, and it'll remind you of The Maid, and neither of us were like super huge fans of The Maid, but I think that I rated it higher because I was willing to understand kind of where the author was coming from and respected the book because of that. And I think you rated it lower than me because you were just annoyed that it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. So I think that is my ultimate guess, is that it's going to be a la The Maid, and I'm going to like it more than you because of its similarities to The Maid. It'll be really interesting because 100% next week we will be doing our review. You can mark your calendars because it's coming at you guys. So it'll be very interesting to see, what if we both rate it 5 stars? What if we both rate it 2? You have no idea. So before you hear any more car sounds, I'm getting to a very busy road. That's my ultimate guess. Haley will rate it 4 stars. Oh, I will rate it 4 stars. Haley will rate it 3.5. And it's going to feel kind of Maid-like, which is why Haley will rate it lower. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this kind of unorthodox Litzis episode, but thank you so much for your support anyway. And next week, not only will we have a review for you guys, but and not only will we be back doing it live at the same time, we will be together in person, so it'll feel very original Litzis-esque. So look forward to providing that episode for you guys. Thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.